Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 87.
House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber, and the sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. Members and visitors, please silence all electronic devices. Members, today's prayer will be offered by Representative Kidwell. And members and visitors in the gallery, please remain standing for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Kidwell.
Please pray with me. Lord, we come before you today in this building that you have appointed to do your work. We are here as representatives of your people and as servants of you. For you knew us before you formed us in our mother's wombs. You knew us before we were conceived. You set the plan for everything that was, everything that is, and everything that will be. We humbly ask you to give us grace and knowledge to make decisions based on your will and not ours. We ask you to remind us that those we represent rely on us to do your will before any other. For we are the subjects to you, our God, and not any single earthly authority. For you are our King, Lord, and Savior. We need not rely on government to keep us safe. You tell us in the Bible 365 times, fear not. Today we bring our fears to you, O Lord. We ask that you refresh our souls and direct our thoughts to use only the reference book for life, which is your word. We are here today as a government of, by, and for the people, but most important, a governing body of, by, and for you, our Creator and Lord. And all God's people said, Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Iredell, Representative Mills, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for June 29th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Mills moves that the journal for June 29th be approved as written. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Members, the chair anticipates putting the House in recess until 4:45. In between that time, there will be a Rules Committee meeting. It shouldn't take up that entire time, but it does take the clerk some time to get the bills up here so that we can have them properly before us. So, Chair does have one courtesy of the gallery to mention before we go into recess. Members, upon motion of the Representative David Willis of Union County, the Chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to the State Superintendent Advisory Council, seniors Alex Rote from Oxford Preparatory Charter School in Granville County, Katie McKenzie, Oak Grove High School in Davidson County, Lauren Human, Richmond County Early College High School, Amari Anderson, Camden County High School, Caroline Wood, Starmount High School in Yadkin County, Ashton Hansley, Parkwood High School in Union County, Malik Rabnadovic from Riverside High School in Durham County, Jalen Faison from Broughton High School in Wake County, and Bryn Sokowski from Jesse C. Carson High School in Rowan Salisbury School District. Will you all stand so that we can recognize you today?
Mr. Speaker.
What purpose is the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett Wright?
Inquiry.
Gentleman's recognized.
Will there be a time in today's calendar to offer a representative statement?
If you'll see me afterwards, probably so. We're going to come back in at 4:45.
Copy that. Thank you.
Members, the chair is now going to put the House in recess until 4:45, subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. ratifications of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
And roll the clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 188, an act to allow the registration of interior design to ratify the North Carolina Board of Architecture. Senate Bill 208, an act making various changes to the labor laws of North Carolina. Senate Bill 474, an act to make certain amendments to the septic management program within the Department of Environmental Qualities and Division of Waste Management. Senate Bill 605, an act to make various changes to the laws concerning agriculture and forestry. And the following bill and resolution duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. Senate Bill 728, an act to make appointments to the Board of Trustees for the Constituent Institution of the University of North Carolina upon the recommendation of the President Pro Tem of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Senate Joint Resolution 726, a joint resolution providing for the confirmation of Dave Richards as Director of the Division of Health Benefits, Department of Health and Human Services.
Chapter bills will be noted. Representative Torbitz recognized to send forth a committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Torbitz, State Government Committee Report, Senate Bill 473, Enhance Local Government Transparency, Favor and Refer to Rules, Calendar Operations of the House.
Senate Bill 473 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar Operations of the House. Representative Mills is recognized to send forth Election Law and Campaign Finance Reform Committee Report. Clerk will read.
Representative Mills, Election Law and Campaign Finance Reform Committee Report, Senate Bill 269, Flexibility in Filing Vacancies, Durham, Favorable House Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Senate Committee Substitute, and Re-referred to Rules, Calendar Operations of the House.
Senate Committee Substitute placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 269 re-referred to the Committee on Rules. Representative Humphrey and Setzer are recognized to send forth Insurance Committee Report. Clerk will read.
Representative Humphrey and Setzer, Insurance Committee Report, Senate Bill 257, Medication Cost Transparency Act, favorable and referred to health.
Senate Bill 257, referred to health.
Senate Bill 299, NCDOI-NAIC Accreditation, favorable and referred to state government.
Senate Bill 299, referred to state government.
Senate Bill 347, Captive Insurance Amendments, favorable and referred to state government.
Senate Bill 347, referred to state government.
House Bill 71, Living Donor Protection Act, favorable committee substitute number 3, unfavorable committee substitute number 2, and referred to rules, calendar, operations of the House.
Committee substitute number 2 for House Bill 71 placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute number 3 for that bill is re-referred to the Committee on Rules. Representative Davis is recognized to send forth Judiciary 1 Committee Report. Clerk will read.
Representative Davis, Judiciary 1 Committee Report, Senate Bill 207, various raised the age changes, favorable House Committee Substitute, unfavorable Senate Committee Substitute, and referred to Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.
Senate Committee Substitute placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 207 referred to the Committee on Rules. On motion of the chair, Senate Bill 85, short title, Allow Vision Service Plans. The bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, re-referred to the Committee on Insurance with serial referrals to the Committee on Health and Rules.
Order. Committee reports. Clerk will read.
Representative Hall, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee Report, House Bill 619, Alcohol Beverage Manufacturer Sales Exemption, favorable.
House Bill 619, without objection, calendar for today.
Senate Bill 74, Town of Chapel Hill Charters Investment, favorable.
Senate Bill 74, without objection, calendar for today.
Senate Bill 197, GSC Trust Estates Amendments, favorable.
Senate Bill 197, without objection, calendar for today.
Senate Bill 198, GSC Good Funds Settlement, Commercial Receivership, favorable.
Senate Bill 198, without objection, calendar for today.
Senate Bill 294, favorable. PWC Small Business Enterprise, favorable.
Senate Bill 294, without objection, calendar for today. Senate Bill 41, the clerk will read.
Senator Alexander, Senate Bill 41, a bill to be entitled, an act removing the cap of settlement annexation for cities of Kings Mountain, Laurel, and Shelby, and the town of Franklinville, Liberty, Ramsour, Sandy, and Vass. General Assembly, North Carolina, next.
Is there discussion or debate on this bill? If not, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 41 on its third reading. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Brody, does the gentleman wish to be recorded? Clerk will lock machine and record the vote. 103 having voted in the affirmative and 3 in the negative. Senate Bill 41, having passed its third reading, will be sent to the Senate. How you want to be recorded? Mr. Clerk, the chair saw Representative Kyle Hall in the chamber when the vote was being taken. Representative Kyle Hall will be recorded as aye on that last bill. House Bill 619, the clerk will read.
Representatives Moffitt, Richardson, Setzer, and Winslow, House Bill 619, a bill to be entitled Alcohol Beverage Manufacturer Sales Tax Exemption, General Assembly of North Carolina, next.
Gentleman from Henderson, Representative Moffitt, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this bill provides statutory clarity to the Department of Revenue in regards to how they tax equipment, materials, and supplies that are used in the production of a product that requires an ABC permit, and it also waives the necessity for these producers to also collect the use tax on their tastings. I would appreciate your support.
Further discussion or debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of the House Committee substitute to House Bill 619. All those in favor will vote aye, all opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Beret, does lady wish to be recorded? Representative Garrison, gentleman wish to be recorded? Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 102 having voted in the affirmative and 6 in the negative. House Bill 619 having passed its second reading without objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina, next.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 619 on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. And House Bill 619 having passed its third reading will be sent to the Senate. Senate Bill 74, the clerk will read.
Senators Fauci, Murdoch, Senate Bill 74, a bill to be entitled the Town of Chapel Hill Charter Investments, General Assembly of North Carolina Annexed.
What purpose is the lady from Orange, Representative Vinsco, rise?
To debate the bill.
Ladies recognize.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, all cities have the authority to invest available funds in certain securities as authorized by General Statutes 159-30C. Several cities and counties are authorized to invest under another provision, and this bill just adds Chapel Hill to that second group. Appreciate your support.
Further discussion or debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 74 on its second reading. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. Ayes have it. And Senate Bill 74, having passed its second reading, without objection, will be read a third time.
General Assembly is not going to next.
The question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 74 on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. And Senate Bill 74, having passed its third reading, will be ordered and enrolled. Senate Bill 197, the clerk will read.
Senators Edwards and Gailey, Senate Bill 197, a bill to be entitled GSC Trust and Estates Amendments, General Assembly of North Carolina Annexed.
Gentleman from New Hanover, Representative Davis, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, this bill is recommended by the General Statutes Commission and it consists of three parts. Parts 1 removes the location requirement for holographic wills to align North Carolina with all other states recognizing holographic wills. Parts 2 updates the definition of terms of a trust and trust instrument in the North Carolina Uniform Trust Code and revises the article on power holder of trust. Part 3 clarifies the trust exclusion to the rule against perpetuities and makes technical changes in the surrounding language. There is no opposition to any part of this bill. It passed the Senate unanimously, passed the House Judiciary 1 Committee unanimously, passed the House Rules Committee unanimously, and I ask for your support.
Further discussion or debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 197 on its second reading. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Davis, gentleman wish to be recorded. Representative Meyer. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 109 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. Senate Bill 197 having passed its second reading without objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly North Carolina next.
Question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 197 on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 197 having passed its third reading is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. Senate Bill 198, the clerk will read.
Senators Edwards and Galley, Senate Bill 198, a bill to be entitled GSC Good Funds Settlement Commercial Receivership, General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Gentleman from New Hanover, Representative Davis, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, this is another recommendation by the General Statutes Commission. It consists of three parts. Parts 1 amends the Good Fund Settlement Act to provide that a settlement agent may disperse settlement proceeds in reliance on a check drawn on the account of or issued by a licensed mortgage lender. Part 2 makes amendments relating to the North Carolina Commercial Receivership Act. And Part 3 makes technical changes to various laws regulating financial practices. No known opposition to the bills. Unanimously passed the Senate. Unanimously passed the House Judiciary and Rules Committee. And I ask for your support.
Further discussion or debate on the bill? If not, the question before the House is the passage of the House Committee Substitute to Senate Bill 198 on its second reading. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Blackwell, aye. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 109 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. House Committee Substitute to Senate Bill 198 having passed its second reading without objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question before the House is the passage of the House Committee Substitute to Senate Bill 198 on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. And Senate Bill, House Committee Substitute to Senate Bill 198 having passed its third reading will be returned to the Senate. Senate Bill 294, the clerk will read.
Senators DeVere and Clark, Senate Bill 294, a bill to be entitled an act authorizing the Federal Public Works Commission to establish a small business enterprise program. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Zoker Rice?
To debate the bill.
The gentleman is recognized.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a local bill. What it does, the PWC, Public Works Commission, is wholly owned utility of the City of Fayetteville. The City of Fayetteville currently has a small business enterprise program, and what this bill does, it expands that to the PWC. So basically, the small enterprise program looks local first before they bid contracts out. Ask for your support.
Further discussion or debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 294 on its second reading. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed, no. Ayes have it. And Senate Bill 294, having passed its second reading without objection, will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
The question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 294 on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and Senate Bill 294, having passed its third reading, is ordered and rolled. Members, upon motion of the member from Richmond, Representative Ben Moss, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Lauren Heumann and Carrie Heumann. Will you all please stand so we can recognize you? Well, they must not be in the chamber. We're going to recognize them anyway. Representative Moss, if they come back in the chamber, if you'll let the chair know, we'll recognize them again. Two for one today. Members, serving as an honorary page today is Representative Kidwell's granddaughter, April Kidwell. She's in the House with him this week. She lives in Washington, North Carolina, in Beaufort County. Will you please stand so we can recognize you today? Thank you for being with us. Members, we're still waiting on just a couple of bills. The chair anticipates having them very quickly, so the House will be at ease just momentarily, but stick around. It may be less than 5 minutes before we start back again. House come back to order. Committee reports. Clerk will read.
Representative Hall rules calling operation of the House Committee report. Senate Bill 196, GSC sales of property amendments. Favorable House Committee substitute number 2. Unfavorable House Committee substitute number 1.
House Committee substitute number 1. Unfavorable House Committee substitute number 2. Without objection, calendar for today. Members, upon motion from the member from Guilford, Representative Hardister, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Caldwell County native Juan Pleites, who is Representative Hardister's staff assistant. Today is his 22nd birthday. Juan, will you please stand so we can recognize you? Senate Bill 196, clerk will read.
Senator Edwards and Galley, Senate Bill 196, a bill to be entitled GSC Property Amendment Delay Prospect Split, General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from New Hanover, Representative Davis is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, this is yet another General Statute Commission recommended bill. The proposed committee substitute, well, first off, let me say the original bill passed the Senate unanimously and passed the House Judiciary 1 unanimously. Then after that, there was a PCS prepared adding Part 6, which was at the request of Representative Dustin Hall. And that was heard by the Rules Committee, and that received a unanimous report, favorable report. What the bill does, it updates the mailing method of notice to a judgment debtor of an execution sale of real property. It clarifies the effects of a default bid in private judicial sales and public or private partition sales, and it makes various amendments to the tax foreclosure statutes and makes various amendments relating to the validity of certain notarial acts and certain amendments, and it makes various amendments affecting real property. Once again, no known opposition to the bill. It's gotten unanimously favorable responses whenever it's been heard, and I ask for your support.
Further discussion or debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 196 on its second reading. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Bowles, aye. Shepherd, aye. Riddell, aye. Clerk will light the machine and record the vote. 106 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. Senate Bill 196 having passed its second reading without objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 196 on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. And Senate Bill 196 having passed its third reading will be returned to the Senate. For what purpose does the gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman Rice?
To give notice of a discharge petition.
The gentleman may give his notice.
Mr. Speaker, pursuant to House Rule 39, I am giving notice that I will file a motion and the requisite petition to discharge House Bill 158, Constitutional Amendment, Life at Fertilization, from the Committee on Judiciary 1 with the principal clerk today. In accordance with the rules, I've obtained a fiscal note to be included with the petition, and I have also filed an addendum to the fiscal note stating my points of agreement and dispute with the fiscal note in the name of Jesus. Amen.
The petition with the fiscal note attached is placed on file in the clerk's office. Members, by way of scheduling, the chair anticipates a skeleton session for this Friday, and what that does, it avoids folks having to come on here on the 4th of July for another skeleton session. As the Speaker has previously announced, there won't be any votes tomorrow, there won't be any votes at all next week, and the Chair anticipates likely having votes the following Tuesday after the 4th of July week. There may be a skeleton session on Monday, but that may change. We may end up having votes on that Monday after the week of the 4th of July. So just watch your inbox. Chair expects the Speaker's office will likely at some point in the coming days or over the course of the next week, probably sooner rather than later, the Speaker's office will send out some announcement as to the House's schedule. That said, notices and announcements. For what purpose is the gentleman from Lincoln, Representative St. Rice?
Mr. Speaker, having submitted a representative statement with the clerk, I ask that it be read in its entirety upon adjournment and spread across the journal, and would like to be recognized to speak to the statement.
So ordered, and the gentleman's recognized to speak to the statement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, North Carolina's materials and metals recyclers are a vital part of our state's manufacturing supply chain. These businesses employ over 5,000 people in North Carolina at an average wage of over $50,000 a year. Most are family-owned and spread across the state. Association board members are from the following counties of Buncombe, Cabarrus, Guilford, Henderson, Lee, Lincoln, New Hanover. And during the pandemic, these recyclers were recognized as essential businesses by both federal and state authorities and helped keep manufacturing supply chains running. They recycle hundreds of thousands of tons of valuable recycled materials, such as scrap metal, electronics, paper, glass, plastics, rubber, automobiles, and textiles. This keeps these materials out of our landfills and turns them into valuable raw materials. These recycled materials are used to manufacture many products, including disposable hospital gowns, garbage bags, toilet paper, respirators, and packaging for food, pharmaceuticals, and medical equipment. They recycle used auto parts, which allow people to repair their automobiles and maintain reliable transportation throughout the pandemic. They collect, repair, and redeploy tens of thousands of mobile technology devices to supply schools and businesses at a time of disruption in international supply chains. Mr. Speaker, members, thank you, and thank you to our materials and metal recyclers. Mr. Speaker, for a moment of personal privilege.
The gentleman is recognized for a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, members. As we like to recognize birthdays in the House, I do want to recognize a young man that came to my wife and I 13 years ago today. Today is Jackson Hayes Sane's 13th birthday. He's now a teenager, so pray for Catherine and I, and we want to wish him a happy birthday. He's watching at home. Thank you.
Members, the chair needs to do one more thing in regards to the calendar for skeleton session on Friday. Members, given the holiday schedule, without objection, the clerk is going to be authorized to release Tuesday's calendar before 3 p.m. on Friday. So without objection, so ordered. For what purpose is the gentleman from Guilford, Representative Torbett Rice? Gaston, excuse me. The gentleman's recognized.
I didn't think I had moved, but thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, having submitted a representative statement with the clerk, I ask that it be read in its entirety upon adjournment, spread across the journal, and would like to be recognized to speak briefly as to the statement.
So ordered, and the gentleman is recognized.
Ladies and gentlemen, members of the House, upon reaching his 90th birthday in 2020, this young man published a brand new book titled Charter Schools and Their Enemies, the latest in a series of explorations of education topics that dates back to 1972's Black Education, Myths and Tragedies. Also, previous honors for this young man include the Bradley Prize for Intellectual Achievement and the 2002 National Humanities Medal, which cited his focus on empirical evidence rather than theoretical possibilities, as well as his feeling that intellectual rigor, whatever the subject, is needed so desperately in education to prepare students for the world outside the academy. And whereas this young man also was had a very distinguished career as an educator, military veteran, doctor of economics, commentator, and public intellectual, reflects well on this state where he was born and spent his early childhood years. Ladies and gentlemen, today is his 91st birthday. This is an excellent opportunity to express appreciation for the life and distinguished career of a fellow North Carolinian and Gaston County native, Dr. Thomas Sowell. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman is recognized for a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As we all know, Sunday we'll be celebrating the birth of our nation. At the same time, I'm going to be celebrating a milestone in my life. I just find it interesting that my wife was actually silly enough to say yes twice when I re-proposed to her several weeks ago to renew our wedding vows. We will celebrate our 40th anniversary Sunday at exactly 4 p.m., and Justice Paul Newby will renew those vows for us. So on Sunday at 4 o'clock, if you'll raise your glass and say a prayer for Vicky, that she's put up with me for all these years. Some people say, Keith, why did you get married on the 4th of July? It's pretty easy. I figured I'd always have the day off. So that, I think that was pretty smart. And the entire nation will celebrate my anniversary with me. So that's always a good thing. It's going to be easy for me to remember my anniversary. So as I get older, that'll be somewhat of a benefit. And speaking of when I get older, no matter how old I get, I'm always going to see fireworks on my anniversary. So 40 years of wedded bliss to my wonderful bride, Victoria. Thank you.
For what purpose is the gentleman from Macon, Representative Gillespie, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman is recognized for a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I'd like for you to stand and join me in wishing a happy birthday to the best seatmate I've ever had down here, Representative Dudley Green.
What purpose does the gentleman from Rutherford, Representative Rogers, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman's recognized for a point of personal privilege.
I'd like to congratulate myself, my family. My daughter just called me. That's why I stepped out just now. She called to tell me, and we knew it was coming, but she called to tell me that she just got married in Hawaii. So.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Baumgartner, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
Gentleman's recognized for a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to wish my son, Austin Charles Baumgartner, a happy birthday on July 4th. He'll be 25. Happy birthday, son.
Further notices and announcements? If not, the gentleman from Iredale, Representative Mills, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Friday, July the 2nd at 9:30 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Members, Representative Mills, seconded by Representative Brendan Jones, moves that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Friday, July 2nd at 9:30 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.
Representative Hall is recognized to send forth the Rules Calendar and Operations of the House Committee Report. Clerk will read.
Representative Hall, Rules Calendar and Operations of the House Committee Report, Senate Bill 122, Town of Spruce Pine and Weaverville Deannexation. Favorable House Committee Substitute Number 2, Unfavorable House Committee Substitute Number 1.
House Committee Substitute Number 1 placed on the unfavorable calendar. House Committee Substitute Number 2 is ruled material, constituting its first reading in that bill. The House Committee Substitute Number 2 for Senate Bill 122 will be calendar 36B.
Senate Bill 150, Morganton Amendment, Voting Fines, Hildebrand Election. Favorable House Committee Substitute Number 2, Unfavorable House Committee Substitute Number 1.
House Committee Substitute Number 1 placed on the unfavorable calendar. House Committee Substitute Number 2 for Senate Bill 150, calendar 36B. On motion of the chair, Senate Bill 473, short title, Enhanced Local Government Transparency Bill, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Judiciary. 1, serial for older rules is added. Special message from the Senate. Clerk will read.
Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to the House of Representatives with the information that the Senate failed to concur with Senate Bill 173, House Committee Substitute Number 2, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to provide local authority for school face covering determination during the 2021-2022 school year. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk. Noted. Reading of Representative Statement. A representative statement commending the Recycling Association of North Carolina and the Institute of Scrap Recycling Industries and their members. Whereas during the COVID-19 pandemic, it has been essential to keep North Carolina manufacturing industries operational. And whereas North Carolina manufacturing industries are leaders in the producers of steel, paper, paper products, electronics, aluminum, plastic, textiles, tires, and glass continue to produce these materials and products in the central North Carolina, the nation, the worldwide markets. And whereas North Carolina manufacturers have been constant and reliable supply of raw materials to produce these products. And whereas North Carolina manufacturers will not have access to their need raw materials without collection, process, and manufacture recyclable and covered materials or raw materials by North Carolina materials recycling industry. And whereas the recognition is of this fact, North Carolina materials recyclers have been deemed essential business for workers from the onset of the pandemic. And whereas North Carolina materials recyclers have followed all appropriate and required protocol, and as a result, have operated safely to protect their employees and customers in process. And whereas throughout the pandemic, hundreds of thousands of tons of valuable recycled materials such as automobiles, scrap metal, electronic paper, glass, plastic, rubber, and textiles have been kept in North Carolina landfills that have manufactured into the valuable raw materials. And whereas those raw materials have been used by manufacturers in North Carolina and without the world to manufacture a wide variety of products, including toilet paper, respirators, and new automobiles. And whereas North Carolina materials recycling industry provides the used auto parts for reuse, allowing the state citizens to repair the automobiles and maintain reliable transportation throughout the pandemic. And whereas North Carolina materials recycling industry has collected, repaired, and redeployed tens of thousands of mobile technology devices, whereby became the alternative supplier to education and corporate entities when international supply chains are disrupted during the pandemic, and therefore facilitate students' remote learning needs to support citizens working from home. And whereas North Carolina materials recycling industry has collected, sorted, and reclaimed plastic products and packaging and have been used to restock and manufacture products that enhance hygiene and sanitation, as the disposable hospital gowns and garbage bags. And whereas the North Carolina materials recycling industry continues to collect and recycle scrap tires, protecting public health and environment, and producing valuable rubber products such as the use of vital infrastructure projects. And whereas North Carolina Materials Recycling Industries collected, sorted, processed, and delivered recovered fiber to paper, container boards, and paper boards mills to use to manufacture essential products, including tissue products, pulp used in diapers, and personal hygiene products, paper in communication, education, and building construction products, and paper packaging for food, beverage, food service, cleaning supplies, pharmaceuticals, medical equipment, and other essential consumer products. And was a member of the Recycling Association of North Carolina and the Institute of Scrap Recycling Industries are essential business for the employees, are essential workers. Now, therefore, it is fitting to commend the members of the Recycling Association of North Carolina and the Institute of Scrap Metal Recycling Industries for their employees and their role in maintaining the economic viability of the supply chain of North Carolina's manufacturing and their employees. These indispensable businesses and their essential employees deserve to be applauded for producing and manufacturing necessary goods and products in North Carolina and throughout the world, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. In witness whereof, the undersigned certifies that the foregoing statement was read on the House and placed upon a journal on the 30th day of June 2021, submitted by Representative Jason Sane, James White, House Principal Clerk. A representative statement, the life and legacy of North Carolina native Thomas Sowell. Whereas Thomas Sowell was born on June 30th, 1930, in Gastonia, North Carolina, and lived in Tarheel State for the first 9 years of his life. And whereas after meeting his father died shortly before he was born, he spent much of his early life under the care of his great aunt, and two grown daughters adopted him. Thomas Sowell became the first member of the family to study school beyond the sixth grade. And whereas dropping out of high school at age 17 because of financial difficulties and home problems, Thomas Saul worked as a number of jobs before being drafted into the military during the Korean War and served in the United States Marine Corps. And whereas after his military service, Thomas Saul worked a civil service job by day in Washington, D.C., took night classes at Howard University, and demonstrated such academic promise that he was admitted to Harvard University, where he graduated magna cum laude in 1958 with a degree in economics. And whereas Thomas Sowell followed exemplary studies at Harvard by earning a master's degree from Columbia University and a doctor of philosophy degree in economics from the University of Chicago. And whereas Thomas Sowell taught economics at Howard, Rutgers, Cornell, Brandeis, Amherst, and University of California, Los Angeles before taking a position as senior fellows in 1980 at the Hoover Institute of Stanford University. And whereas Thomas Sowell's prominent academic career was included original and thought-provoking work in the history of classical economics and interaction economics, sociology, and political race and ethnic groups, and issued of how people deal with limited knowledge of making economic choices. And whereas Thomas Sowell has shared his knowledge beyond the classroom and lecture hall, especially in writing that date back as far as 1950, when the Washington Star newspaper published his letter urging the desegregation of city schools, and whereas Thomas Sowell writing reaching the widest audience through a syndicated column and appeared last week in the Quarter Century in as many as 150 newspapers across the country until he decided at age 86 to end that part of his career. And whereas Thomas Sowell is specialized in simplifying complex economic concepts for the average reader, including the definition of the term scarcity, it means what everybody wants adds up and more than there is. And whereas the end of Thomas Sowell's newspaper column did not mean an end to his writing of books, which number in the dozens, including more than 10 new and updated volumes since he turned 80. And whereas upon reaching the 90th birthday in 2020, Thomas Sowell established a new book titled Charter Schools and Their Enemies, and latest in a series of explorations of education topics date back to 1972's Black Education Myths and Tragedies. And whereas previous honor for Thomas Saul included the Bradley Prize for Intellectual Achievement and a 2002 National Humanities Medal, which cited his focus on evidence rather than theoretical possibilities, as well as feeling an intellectual rigor. Whatever the subject is needed in education to prepare students to the world outside academia. And whereas Thomas Saul's distinguished career as an educator, commentator, and public intellectual reflects well on the state where he was born and spent his early childhood years. Now, therefore, on the 91st birthday, this is an excellent opportunity to express appreciation for the life and distinguished career of Thomas Saul. In witness whereof, with the undersigned certifies his foregoing statement, was read in the House and placed upon the journal on the 30th day of June, 2021, submitted by John A. Torbert, House Principal Clerk James White.